For months now, federal investigators have been looking into the re-election campaign of L.A. City Councilmember Nury Martinez and how that campaign was paid for. They're interested in a collection of small contributions from people who gave as little as $5. Those donations, when put all together, translated into big money for Martinez. But now there are questions as to whether those donations were even made, and a federal grand jury is looking into the matter. Kevin Roderick's been following this story. He's here for this week's L.A. Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
First, tell us a little bit about Councilwoman Martinez.
Well, Nury Martinez is distinctive, if for no other reason, as she's the only woman on the Los Angeles City Council right now. Former school board member from the East Valley, elected in a special election a few years ago, 2013, and was reelected in 2015, and represents the East Valley, which is a very politically volatile area with some real, almost personal grudges going on between people who've been in office there before, and that might be part of the story here.
Let's talk about this new city ethics law that dictates how a campaign can qualify for federal matching funds. What are investigators looking at there?
Well, here's what we know. I mean, nothing has been said officially, and there have been no statements from prosecutors, but David Zonheiser, the Los Angeles Times reporter in City Hall, has been reporting several times over the last few months that investigators are calling in various political aides in the East Valley and people who are listed on Nury Martinez's contribution reports as having made these small contributions, $5 and $10 contributions. You say, well, why would that matter? Why would anybody care about $5 and $10 contributions? Well, it's because new rules at the City Ethics Commission require that for candidates to qualify to receive city matching funds, which can be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, they have to show support from a certain number of small donors. And that's what it's a question here, is whether or not these small donors that allowed Martinez to qualify for matching funds really exist.
Really exist or made those donations to, it could have been, again, $5 or $10, so very, very small amounts.
Well, again, you know, we don't know.
And to be sure, Kevin, Dave Zonheiser of the LA Times, and this is a Times story, the latest one that came out yesterday, talks about some of these people saying that they didn't make any contributions.
Yeah, that's what's interesting here, is that some of the donors and perhaps some of the people who've been called before the grand jury say, you know, I didn't know that I had made this kind of donation to Nury Martinez, or they are family members of aides who worked for her and remember being in a gathering where maybe a $5 bill was passed across. It's not the way campaign contributions are usually trafficked. They're usually very well accounted for, and they're passed by check. Question here is again, we think what the feds are looking at is whether or not these contributions occurred and whether they were handled properly, and did they fit this need to qualify for matching funds.
There is a federal grand jury taking a look at this. Who are they calling to give testimony, and is Nury Martinez herself targeted here?
I believe she's been told she is not a target here, and no one has been told that they're a target that we know of. But the grand jury has been calling in various aides to elected officials in the East Valley, including Nury Martinez and Representative Tony Cardenas.
How common is it, Kevin, for elected officials to rely on their staffers during re-election bids? I mean, that happens, right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, technically, it's illegal to even send an email from City Hall talking about your election campaign, even if you're the elected official. But it happens all the time, and no one really takes that all that seriously. What makes this interesting is that the feds seem to be making, well, a federal case out of what appears to be a dispute over whether or not campaign contributions were handled properly. And again, we're not talking about the million-dollar contributions that usually are in the news. It's these little $5 and $10 ones. Why would it matter? Well, because it could be a potential fraud to obtain taxpayer funding for your election campaign in the form of matching funds.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.